So fiddle me this. Is Devil Went Down to Georgia the greatest fiddle tune of all time? What's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? Why did Grandpa sound so different than the fiddle player on the radio? You might be surprised to find out. Come on in and listen as these Pacific Northwest fiddle players come here today to tell you their stories and share some of their music. This is Season 2 of Fiddle Me This.
Catch that gal before she leaves. Leaving on that train headed out of town. Her blue eyes and her brown hair, she's the sweetest thing you ever did meet.
Friends, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Fiddle Me This. I'd like to welcome to the studio my buddy who I've known for several years. In some places he's known as New Guy.
You can just call me the Nugget if you want
the
to.
The Nugget. That's
NG.
A Denver. The NG. Friends, this is my buddy from the Bay Area, California, the Californian fiddling, cheese-chasing fool, Alex Sharps. Shortening bread. Where'd you pick that one up?
Luke? Yeah. Yes, sir. I picked that up from Luke Price. One of the first guys I'd heard, I think, yeah. When I went to Weezer for the first time in 2014.
Okay.
And, he was one. I think the first time you hear something, it has a profound impact on the way you play from that moment, you know?
So you went to Weezer and heard Luke and it's like, man, I just got to learn that tune.
Pretty much. I think there was a lot of tunes when I first went to Weezer. I had a phone and all I had was a voice memo recorder when I first went into the room there. And I think I came home with like 50 of those. And it's the same thing earlier. I think we were looking at something. You have a bunch of recordings on your computer and they're all unnamed. And like I just went back
through
those.
Let's see what this is.
Right. And I think the first couple months that I got back, I was just like, going through every one of those, I didn't care who the fiddle players were, but yeah. I just loved all the tunes on them and everything.
You're just learning them off of the... Play me another one you learned from one of those recordings. You picked that one up from that recording too then, huh?
Yeah, Terry Morris probably.
Okay.
On that one. Now that I'm thinking of it. Okay, so when I first went to Weezer, I had met Joe Seitz told me I should pick up Weezer Reunion. And I listened to that a hell of a lot on the way back.
that's a recording of Benny and his son.
Yeah. Right.
Jerry on
Benny
on
and
tenor.
Jerry. That's right.
Benny and Jerry, just like the ice cream.
Oh yeah, yeah.
These guys deserve to have ice cream named after them, though. They're and it's a reunion because they come up there, I guess, after they lived up here for a while and then moved back, and I guess they came up here and kind of had a little reunion, and you can hear it in the tune. There's a lot of passion in that album.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's funny. I think I forget a lot of the family names, after, just being, I think at this point, I've been going to Texas contests, which have Texas style fiddle players and learning the families and stuff for a while. And it's great. I love all the names and I love all the people. And it's, but at the end of the day, when you hear the tunes, I'm like, man, I love all the folks, but the tunes are great. It's what I'm here for,
There's something about the tunes. That's for dang sure. I remember being down in East Texas with you one time, and there's just a feeling in the air, when the way you play a breakdown and something about the way it sets down there that just feels right.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I remember, going to Hallettsville for the first time and being there where you have freaking 100% humidity and you drive through the South, and then you actually start listening to Bob Wills and stuff, and you're like, oh, okay, like I can feel these guys like playing right now, and it's kind of,
There's something about that humidity that just slows everything down and puts things into perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's, it's if fiddle playing is a language and you want to learn the local language, the best way is to go there and learn it, from the actual people. So going down to Texas was a real eye opener. And I think it's different for a lot of people who have wanted to learn tunes, and they learn them from a third or fourth generation, third or fourth hand, not second hand. It's, you know, third or fourth down the line, and then you actually go and hear the original guys playing it. It's just, it's more real at yeah. that point. You know, it's more of what, I mean, when I first started out, I was doing old time and bluegrass more, but it's more of what I felt like when I go to festivals like the Father's Day Festival in Grass Valley, where I grew up and started playing from when I was like 13 and up, mm-hmm. and going and meeting people there, and you're just going to play music. And that's all it's about. It's like being together and playing music and just creating something together. And I felt that definitely whenever I go down to Texas, or whenever I hear people from down there, you know, get together and play, and the tunes become more than just a set piece, you know.
Yeah. Right on. Sound like cat chasing a mouse for a little while in there.
Yeah.
Well, where'd you pick that one up? Was that another recording you got that off of?
That one actually, that was actually the first tune I really started working on. And I heard Mark O'Connor play it first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was probably the first person who I ever started listening to or knew that what he was playing was, you know, a tune that's considered Texas style at all. So,
okay.
And like, so if I wanted to go up and find a fiddle tune, although I'd heard of Tom and Jerry before, actually, okay, I take this back. I know exactly who I learned or had heard Tom and Jerry from for the first time was actually from someone from California who had it on her album named Lori Lewis.
All right.
When I heard of tunes like Tom and Jerry and even Cotton Eye Joe and all that, I'm all like, I want more of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been talking and have a lot of friends who I'm trying to introduce Midwest styles of fiddle playing to in California, and everyone I know who has come across it or I've showed the tunes to or showed the progressions to, and it's been all like, that's the good stuff right, uh-huh. right there, you know?
So there's and, something different about it then is what you're saying.
Yeah,
there's something that there's a reason it's called Texas style.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, I think it's awesome that people have attributed it to somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right in that, you know, it's Texas style. You know, it's a Southern Midwest style that people don't play that way out here in California and Oregon. It's definitely a Southern Midwest style and a regionality of old-time fiddling that's beautiful.
If you listen to Fiddle Me This, you're a fan of old fiddle tunes and local lore. Well, here's a little local lore. Did you know Portland Music Company is a locally owned, independent company? It's been serving local Portland musicians since 1927. From fiddles to banjos, guitars to saxophones, podcasting equipment, and digital keyboards, Portland Music Company has 4 convenient locations that have exactly what musicians need. Tell them I sent you for 10% off of strings on your next visit. That don't suck. I need strings right now. Somebody go buy me some strings and tell them I sent you.
Hey there, this is producer Liam. If you love Fiddle Me This and want to help Podland keep putting out great content like Fiddle Me This, become a patron today. You can find us at patreon.com/podlandproductions, or just go to the Podland website and click on the Become a Patron button. We thank you for all your support and look forward to entertaining you in the future. Become a Podland patron today.
Are you looking to be a better fiddle player? My buddy Vi is an awesome resource. It's a deep database of tunes, including sheet music, videos, play-along, slow, fast, even backup tracks to practice with. There are instructional videos for everything and even a community where you can ask the teachers all your fiddle questions. Perfect for taking your fiddling to the next level. Head over to mytalentforge.com. Use the code FiddleMeThis and you'll save some dough. You can find the link on our website, jdtrevick.com, podland.productions. Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. Learn a new tune today. Hey friends, it's JT. Those of you that know me probably know that playing backup for fiddle music is one of my favorite things to do. But it's not the only thing I do. I write songs and have some tunes and whatnot. If you're on YouTube, search JT's Front Porch. I'll be releasing videos every week sharing some of my work. I'll have some guests, some of my friends will come over and we'll share some music with you, hopefully having some full bands. We're even going to do some live streams coming up. So check it out on YouTube, JT's Front Porch. Thanks for the support. Thank you.
That is an East Texas tune. You know where that comes from?
I think you told me once.
Well, I'll tell you again. It came from Bryant Houston.
Yeah, Bryant Houston. I think that's probably the only tune I know from him, but another fiddle player I got to.
Well, do you know Lime Rock?
He wrote that one too, huh? Yeah. That's awesome. You know, that's, and I wanted, I think, you know, it's it'll be great if we all knew who wrote these tunes in a more easier way. If we had the sheets with the copyright on them, yeah. You know.
Well,
maybe it might enter people's minds who made up some of these tunes, you know, more often.
Well, some of that exists, and some of it has been lost to time, and some of it is up to us to just remember. And I think in the case of Bryant Houston, you know, a lot of these old players, they just played and, you know, they didn't know how to do any of that. They just came up with music and, you know, who knows, maybe they were able to copyright it. In a lot of cases, maybe sometimes somebody else took it and took care of it for them, you know. But that's where those tunes come from. And they're great tunes. I've heard them. I've heard other fiddle players try to play it. You know, and but those are East Texas tunes.
Yeah,
and they're a beautiful part of the sound from those parts of the country. I appreciate you playing them.
Yeah, I like those, you know, people like singing a lot. It's kind of I think it's trying to get people to, I know like bluegrass musicians and old time musicians, they don't want to, funnily enough, sometimes people just don't want to hear the fiddle play for like 3 minutes. But then you have to realize it's, you know, the fiddle is also singing its own song and telling its own story, and you just got to think of it as a vocalist who wants to get into it, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, man, it's good to have you. Thanks for the tunes. Thanks for the tales.
Thank you for the tunes, man.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
Thanks to our sponsors, Portland Music Company. Stop by if you're in the Portland area and see them. They're great. Thanks to Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to Podlin Productions. Thanks for listening, y'all. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening and supporting Fiddle Me This. All your reviews, comments, and feedback are greatly appreciated. Check out Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. It's a great online learning platform, and Portland Music Company is the bomb. Stop by if you're in the area. Order some new strings online. Hey, I'm JT, and I can't wait to come back and share some music with you. Cheers.
This has been a Podland Productions production. Podland Productions is a podcast production company and more. For more information, go to podland.productions. While you're there, become a member or join our email list.
Podlin Productions.